Carmen, into the final season, not only for you, but for the orchestra. It's been a long and a great ride, hasn't it?
It's been wonderful. We are going out with the very best material we possibly can, and starting with this first concert, which is all music of Gershwin. It's titled Porgy and Bess in Concert. That is the feature of the second half of the program, of course. But on the first half, we have a bunch of really good stuff, too.
Like?
Well, we're going to open with a wonderful arrangement of the first tune that really started Gershwin's career. It was one of his, I think, his very first number one hit. And that's the tune Swanee that was done back around 1919. And we have an arrangement done by Danny Frank. He's a local percussionist, and he's put together a brilliant overture on the tune Swanee. And it kind of features the drums, as a matter of fact. And Danny will be playing drums. He's a frequent guest with the Middletown Symphony, and happy to have him there to do this arrangement of his. And then we're going to follow that with Gershwin's own Cuban overture, that fantastic Latin piece that's so beautiful, actually. It has lots of excitement at the beginning, and then in the middle of the piece has a beautiful, calm, luxurious melody line. And then, to end the first half, the wonderful American in Paris of George Gershwin. So it's going to be a jam-packed musical first half as well as second half.
We're visiting with Carmen de Leon, who is playing music with the Middletown Symphony Orchestra, coming up very shortly. The centerpiece of the program takes up the second half, and it's the suite from Porgy and Bess. And that's something, this being the last season, I think that is probably something very near and dear to your heart.
I love Porgy and Bess. Very early on in my young conducting career, happened to be in London, and I found the complete score of Porgy and Bess. I got all excited, and it was pretty cheap over there, as a matter of fact, at the time. That wouldn't be the case today. But I just took it and I just tried to swallow the whole thing whole practically, because I love the music so much. And this particular suite, put together by the great Robert Russell Bennett, who arranged almost every wonderful Broadway musical that we know of, the South Pacifics, the Oklahomas, the anything that Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein or Lerner and Lowe wrote, it was arranged for Broadway by this gentleman. And he also did the original arrangements for Porgy and Bess. And now, in this particular suite, which lasts about 40 minutes or so, he's chosen all of the juiciest, all the best stuff from that production. And you'll hear all the tunes that you know and love so well.
It's oftentimes referred to as the Great American Opera. Is that a stretch, or do you go along with that?
I always like to think that 150 years or 200 years from now, there'll be just certain things that are remembered from our American opera theater. And I think definitely this piece done in 1935 will stand the test of time. It is a monument of music and has to last. I can't see how it can fade. It's just so wonderful. Along with that, I might put Sweeney Todd and Mr. Sondheim's work as well. And there are probably a couple others that deserve recognition, but definitely Porgy and Bess.
Where do the folks go for this great music?
Well, we are at our usual home all season long. That's the Finkelman Auditorium. Beautiful hall. It seats 750 people, and every seat is great, and the sound is terrific. We're on the campus of Miami University in Middletown. Very easy. Just a quick trot up the road from Cincinnati or down the road from Dayton, and you're there in Middletown, and the campus of the university there is very easy to access. Parking is easy, so that's why we love to have as many folks as possible.
And that's coming up on Saturday, November 12th.
That's correct. This is the first concert of our season. This is the only one that will be an evening program. It starts at 8 o'clock on the 12th. The rest of our concerts, and they follow every other month. We have a program in January, March, and then finally in May. And the rest of the concerts will be Sunday afternoon affairs that start at 2:30.
Speaking of the January concert, you've got some close friends joining you for that one. Tell me about that program.
Well, we title this program sort of via the internet, Best Friends Forever. I didn't put BFF on the on the brochure, but that's exactly what it is. I just chose some of my best friends musically as well as humanly. We'll feature Tim Behrens playing a beautiful piece composed by a man that I've got to know over the internet. Steve Gray was his name. And Tim has agreed to play Love Songs, which is a middle movement from a beautiful guitar concerto. And then my buddy Rick Van Mater, who's always on hand whenever I do anything jazz-wise in Cincinnati, the former head of the College Conservatory's jazz department, he'll be playing a saxophone solo. It's a piece by John Williams, the movie composer, and it's from a movie score. If you saw Catch Me If You Can, a terrific movie.
DiCaprio, is that the one?
Yes, yeah, he starred in it. The name of the piece is Escapades, and it's a three-movement work that's real jazzy and wonderful. It's one of the nicest little scores, I think, that John Williams ever wrote. I opened the program with the old theme from my radio show called The Procession of Bacchus from the ballet Sylvia. So it's all a friendly affair. And then on the second half of the program, we strike the orchestra. My studio big band comes on stage, a 17-piece group of the finest area jazz players. I'll be on drums for that second half. And our good buddy from Nashville, formerly of Cincinnati when he was an all-pro Bengal football player, and that would be Mike Reed. So Mike is coming up to sing and to play piano and tell his wonderful stories. He's quite a raconteur. He's a fabulous storyteller. Even if he didn't do any music, it would be an entertaining evening. But his music is fabulous, too.
I'm sure he's probably told you the story of the genesis of his Grammy Award-winning tune, I Can't Make You Love Me. Have you heard that?
I have.
I hope he tells it.
He will, and we'll be doing that song that Bonnie Raitt made so famous. And you can't turn on the television and spend any time and not hear that tune. You know, so I'm happy for Mike that he might be getting a check or two.
Oh yeah, I'll bet. Let me just tease by saying that started as that beautiful ballad started as an up-tempo bluegrass tune.
Oh yeah,
that's
right.
Where Mike was going with it originally. Now, the date on that one, and that is also in the Finkelman, but that's an afternoon show?
That's an afternoon show on Sunday, the 29th of January. So we hope that everybody will sort of mark on their calendars this wonderful opening program on November 12th in the evening, and that's the All Gershwin program featuring Porgy and Bess. By the way, for Porgy and Bess, we have two fantastic solo singers. Michael Priestley, who was such a hit with the orchestra last year when he sang Aaron Copland's Old American Songs, that the audience practically demanded that he come back, standing ovations and just incredible. Michael and I have done this Porgy and Bess suite in Chicago a year or so ago, and again, he just brought the house down. And with him, he has a colleague of his who is a fabulous soprano. Her name is Angelique Clay. Now, we have those two wonderful soloists, and backing them for many of the pieces from Porgy and Bess is the Cincinnati Classical Roots Chorus as well. So we'll have about 40 singers in the chorus, plus the full orchestra. It's going to be a fabulous celebration of the music of George Gershwin.
It's coming up on the 12th, and with Carmen de Leon here in the Middletown Symphony Orchestra's 2016-17 season. We'll catch up on the couple concerts at a latter date.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.